Which brings us on to social media quite nicely and how people are starting to use that for discussing their key issues around responsibility and so on. Are there any kind of key or some the good ways that you've seen of using that versus the not so good? And what are your thoughts there?
Yes, it's an emerging art. I don't think it'll ever be a science. It's an emerging art. So I think we're still making this up as we go. Nevertheless, you can see some companies for whom it has been working quite well, and you can see some companies who, shall we diplomatically say, are learning by their mistakes what doesn't work so well. Because we're all learning. So, yeah, I think it's fine that you try stuff out and you do it wrong. And the reason why companies do it wrong is because they take their corporate mindset to their publications into social media. And that's what doesn't really work. Social media is about human faces. It's about dialogue and discussion. And you can't have a discussion with a corporate entity. You can only have a discussion with a human being or a highly trained parrot. Not many of those work for companies. So
they don't write websites too much, are they?
Not often. Not often. So, for instance, you know, and again, I think, is this the SAB? I think it's SAB again. They did a web chat on the Guardian website when they launched their report, one of the few things they've done, which was about, this is us, look at us, what do you think? And the CSR manager for SAB Miller said, well, one of the first questions that actually came back in this was, who are we talking to? You know, who are you? Are you just some PR person, or
are you the real McCoy?
So he said, okay, well, this is me, I'm the CSR manager, I joined 5 years ago, I've done this and this. Oh, interesting. So how do you find it working for a corporate? And a totally different discussion started happening.
Yeah.
And all to the company's benefit. And I think one of the big challenges for companies who are used to corporate communications and being faceless, except for maybe the CEO in certain contexts, is that they find it very difficult to shift to a medium where it's personal. Mm. And they're empowering individuals to build their own audiences, kind of on behalf of a company, but then if the individual leaves the company and goes somewhere else, maybe the audience are going to go with them. Mm. So, obviously, you know, any lawyer is going to look at that and see risk written all over it. But a number of companies are starting to understand that actually, if they want to get the benefits of this kind of immediate interaction, very, very fluid kind of device that's now available to us, then it involves that kind of opening up and accepting that there's a certain amount of risk that comes with that. It is a new way of working.
And on that point, do you think the fact that SAB did it on a neutral platform in The Guardian actually was a big plus for them?
I think it was, and the reason why was that they understood who their audience was for a particular kind of discussion, and they went to where that audience naturally congregates.
Mm. Yes.
And for many, many companies, what they do is they put up their corporate websites, here we are, and they wait for people to come to them. And of course, a few people will come to them. But actually, you know, if you really want to engage the people who are your stakeholders, who aren't necessarily going to sit down and say, what shall I do today? I know, I'll go to a corporate website. You need to go to where they naturally gather. Mm. And social media potentially creates tools that enables you to do that. It doesn't happen by accident. You have to work out how to make it work for you. Mm. SAB was one of the first that used that sort of growing Guardian sustainable business presence to do it. But you know, that was pretty early on, and that could easily have not turned into anything significant. If that isn't your audience, then you start with a question. Where does that audience gather? And certainly, you know, I've known one retailer who have got a Twitter account which is aimed purely at their customers, and it's just a general corporate Twitter account, and it's got 250,000 people following it worldwide or something. And what they chose to do is they started to introduce sustainability messages into there, and they flagged up there's a sustainability conversation going on, and suddenly they not only did they get quite a few people turning up to where that conversation was hosted, but they also got quite a few sustainability minded people suddenly following that corporate Twitter account, bringing in this new audience with, you know, more critical questioning and knowledge into that general conversation that they would then conduct in front of this 250,000 of their customers, hence raising their awareness of what the company was doing
and
in
making
space.
The whole thing far more authentic.
So yep. In that sense, that was a way of trying to bring the sustainability message in little, 140 character chunks, and just starting to expose the 250,000 customer base that was interested enough to follow them.
Mm.
And starting to see that discussion in front of that broader audience. So you start to think, there are some actually very interesting ways in which you can use this to go to specialist audiences or to take this message out into broader audiences.
Because you do see, I see plenty of corporate blogs online where, you look down the zero comments, zero comments, zero comments. So in terms of trying to get that interaction going and really struggling, even though the pieces are good, but like you say, it's not necessarily being in the right place or encouraging, on by being on neutral territory, if you like, as well.
Yes.
But yes, I think that will continue to be a challenge for people.
Well, it will, particularly because companies want to control material that relates to them. And in order to engage in that sort of area, you have to accept a certain degree of loss of control. If you engage in one of those spaces, somebody can say things to you or about you that you don't like. And that's, Shell discovered this many, many years ago when, still very early version of the web, but, they were the first that put up a forum where all stakeholders could leave comments. And a whole bunch of people left some very intemperate comments indeed. And Shell actually did extremely well from it. They just had a very reasonable person who was employed to answer what were extremely intemperate comments with very reasonable responses, and they actually came across as extremely well. So, it just comes down, it's a managed risk, but I think it's one that companies generally have less to fear from than they think.
But they do need to put in a lot more attention into who the spokesman is going to be on that Twitter account.
They do, and they also need to just test the platforms that they're using. So, there were one or two course-related marketing-type uses of this platform would have gone horribly pear-shaped, largely because they were not good ideas and they should really have tested them out before going. But, marketers are not always exposed to this kind of stakeholder thinking, and what seems like a great idea, in the brainstorm chamber doesn't do very well once it's released. So American Express found this out recently. They did this Amex Be Inspired campaign where they offered to make a donation to a charity for every person who tweeted about something that inspired them and used the hashtag Amex Be Inspired. And then a bunch of people who thought this was a dreadful abuse of social media because it was really just a corporate mouthpiece thing started to post vast numbers of extremely abusive contributions using that hashtag, which then of course all appear in anyone who's following it and so on, and did so with such gusto that it really did pretty much hijack the initiative. Entirely predictable that people would actually have reacted negatively against that kind of use because there wasn't a strong enough link between what the company does and what they were asking you to do. And people generally are very, very cynical about that. When they can see the link, if BT is talking about its support for Childline, actually gets a lot of support because they're a telephone company and Childline is about any child in need, can have a call answered and all that. And so people immediately...
There's resonance, it works, and away you go.
And without that, it can go horribly wrong. And that's why you need to look at this stuff very carefully before you do it.
Mm.